Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
The headline should be, Diggs partying on a boat in Miami, asses in his face, substance in a baggie, maybe.
Maybe not. Maybe pink cocaine, maybe not pink cocaine.
Which may or may not be cocaine. Could be MDMA.
It's not cocaine.
Could be ketamine.
Pink cocaine, not cocaine.
Could be
methamphetamine. Yeah, we don't really know.
Could be caffeine. We don't know what it is.
Caffeine.
I guess it's not caffeine, but we don't know what it is.
It's like a cold brew gummy.
But the headline is, after his weekend in Miami Memorial Day, he's now not here.
Right.
Just a little taste of what's going on in WEEI in Boston.
That is from, by the way, Jones and Keefe, by the way. Jones and Keefe on WEEI in Boston. Odyssey Sister Station.
Are they the two that went after us when the Bills and Patriots were battling in 2021?
No.
Who was that? I forget.
Gresh.
Gresh.
Yeah. Gresh and... they've changed some shows over the years.
Yeah.
This show we just heard from, they're opposite Extra Point show, basically.
Okay.
So.
What was their problem then? What was their problem with us? I don't even remember. It was during the Bills-Patriots battle. And
I think it was something about the game not being sold out, maybe, and they were making fun of something. I don't know. There was that part of it.
Yeah.
It was were talking a big game, and then the Bills lost the wind game, and they kind of went after, all the LOLs right there, you know what I mean? It was just all that.
Wasn't there something specific, though, too? I don't. Maybe not. Maybe you've got it.
Maybe.
It was just about the wind game and that season. New England had the lead in the division going into December.
Yes.
Yeah. Which I don't expect. I want to move on from the Patriots in a moment here. I have a funny poll up, too, about whether you're happy Diggs is a Patriot right now, and I think a lot of people are saying yes to that. I kind of expect it to be a battle this year. I don't think the Bills won't win the division, and I think they will by multiple games. But we talked about this. If you looked at the beginning of the New England schedule, like what their first eight games look like.
I believe I did, and I believe they're pretty tough.
No, it's easy.
Oh, okay.
It's super easy. Like, they are going to be in the division race at the midpoint of the year.
Okay.
I don't know that they'll hang around. I don't know that they will. I don't think that they will win it. I don't think they'll even be alive in like week 17, week 18. But Raiders, Dolphins, Steelers, Panthers, Bills. There's the Bills. Saints, Titans, Browns, Falcons. That's their schedule into November. The Bills are the only playoff team.
Are they beating the Raiders week one at home in Foxborough?
That will be a measuring stick. That is what we call a who's who game, I think.
I mean,
Raiders and Patriots.
Brady going back too, by the way, owner, part owner of the Raiders.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Right?
Yeah, he'll be there, I would
assume.
So
there's some juice in that game. So the reason I ask is,
I do kind of like the Raiders this year to some extent. I like Geno.
Okay, so you could see the Raiders winning that game. Might happen,
yes.
Might not, right?
Yes.
Here's why I ask. I mean, I know you just said like it's kind of easy.
Yeah.
They could go 0-2 to start the year. If they lose that game, they could go to Miami and lose.
Sure.
They could lose the two and the Dolphins on September 14th at 1 o'clock.
That's right, because they're not a team yet, even though we all recognize they have potential because of the quarterback. Yeah, they're not a team where you would assume wins over anybody.
Oh.
Like, there's nobody you would assume a win against.
Agreed.
Maybe New Orleans.
I'm looking at this and go, New Orleans and Tennessee, Vrabel against Tennessee.
And there's a Cleveland game. That's really the stretch there.
Yeah.
They go Saints, Titans, Browns.
After the Bills game, that's right.
But, right, how different should we treat a three-game stretch like that for New England versus their opening three games, which is Raiders, Dolphins, Steelers, which, you're right, like they could lose
those
two of
those.
Those
are all swing games.
They could lose two of those games.
100%.
Even the Panthers. I don't know what the Panthers are going to be. But that's a good way to look at it. Even though it's easier and they don't play playoff teams from last year, like they still got to do it. They still got to do it. May's got to take another step before anybody is going to take them seriously. Well, you'll take them seriously because of Vrabel, I think. Vrabel will give that team credibility and there'll be a belief that they'll be at least pretty good. They won't be terrible because that coach is going to have them playing as hard as possible and they've got enough talent that it's not going to be a disaster. But there's a very big difference between not being a disaster and actually being like a real contender. 803-0550, the phone number.
Two things. Number one, there is a lot of controversy and people mad about this leaderboard thing going on in the bullpen today. I mean, there's this crown thing, there's a leaderboard, there's points, it's like a around the horn type. I don't know, we don't know the scoring system, just like around the horn.
Well, the scoring system,
we don't know what's happening here.
I think it's 25 points per comment.
Oh, wow, okay.
I think I figured that out.
We do want to make sure that we know, everybody knows, Owen is not in charge of giving out points, correct? That is not you.
Not that we know.
I can't hear you.
No, I am not doling out the points here. I think they're stuck at they have like an hourly cap. So I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It's early stages on the XP leaderboard on YouTube.
But, okay.
We'll get it. You know, the YouTube has to work their magic and figure
people
out
what are like
sales
upset.
Number nine right now, by the way.
And
the
I've all I've done is gone in and say hi to somebody or answered a comment, a question. And people are like, why is Sal on the leaderboard? I don't know. I'm just like in the chat saying hello and answering a question from you every once in a while.
Right. Can you win your own?
I'm not here to win my own raffle. Okay. Pulling that ticket. That's not happening here. Number two, Joe, let me ask you, how much did you know before this year about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander?
I'm a pretty big NBA fan, so I knew a good amount about him. I will say, though, this is by far the most I've ever watched him, up close and personal.
I mean, what this guy, you know, he's the MVP now.
Yeah.
He's been in the league for 7 years.
Yes.
And, like, the last night's game was unbelievable. Look at his stat line last night. It's incredible.
Yes.
Right?
Did you watch the game?
But he has been in the MVP conversation, by the way, last couple of years.
Yeah, he is.
My point is, though, is like this guy is just like suddenly, bam, he is really,
he
didn't come in the league like that. You know, and by the way, he was traded.
Yeah,
he wasn't drafted originally by OKC.
There was a George trade to LA that he was the focal point of.
And you know, a lot of these guys, they come in as these young guys and you're like, okay, he's going to be a superstar right away. He spent 1 year at Kentucky. He was a one and done.
Yep.
He had 14 points a game at Kentucky that year. Comes into the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was all rookie, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But then he gets traded. And like, it's been 5 years since then, and suddenly, over the last couple of years, you've seen the ascension. But this wasn't like a player who came in with all of these accolades. I know he was fairly high draft pick, but
11th in the NBA draft.
Right,
isn't crazy.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's wild.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
His game, I think, is going to be the reason for that. So, if you don't, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he just won MVP of the NBA, plays the Oklahoma City Thunder. Part of that, too, is team success. Their team was pretty tough, pretty bad for the first 5 years of his career. So, he'd put some numbers up. But he doesn't get the accolades, the all-star selections, MVP votes. You know, the last 3 years he's had MVP votes. This year he wins it.
I'm looking at his overall yearly stats.
Mm-hmm.
He had never averaged more than 24 points a game, which is still really good, mm-hmm. in 21, 22. 24 points a game. The next year he jumps to 31 points a game.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Do you know the I will cite the reason that he's taken that step,
okay.
and also the reason why he's not a very popular player, and I don't believe he ever will be.
Why?
His style is gross to watch. He can shoot threes. He can hit a three pointer in your face. He could drive to the rim. He's not necessarily going to throw down, you know, these massive dunks. You know, he's not going to be on SportsCenter top 10 because of a dunk. So he's not flying through the air like LeBron. And he's also not shooting threes from half court like Steph Curry. The reason basketball is different, I think, than other sports. I heard someone make this point yesterday that in the NBA, to be popular and to be kind of iconic, be a legend, it's more than just the winning and the team success. There is a style to it. Like, Allen Iverson was iconic. He never won. Russell Westbrook never won, but he is a very popular player because that dude is intense and he is flying through the air and he is throwing dunks down in your face. Like, there is a style. You're almost kind of an artist in the NBA more than you are in other sports.
I know, not in a great positive way, but James Harden's like this a little bit. He has a certain way that he plays. It's polarizing, but you know it's James Harden.
This is, I think, SGA is the new James Harden in a way.
Really?
He is just, I think the reason he's not popular, and like, honestly, watching him through this playoff run and the last couple of seasons, I will not be rooting for them in the NBA Finals. Because of him?
You don't like him?
I don't want to see his style get rewarded. He is just looking for fouls.
That's he averages over six assists a game.
He is good. He is very good at all these other things, but he led the league in free throws each of the last 2 years. Like, you see it. Like, he is looking for it. He will do that little
arm
hook where your arm is near him and he's got you. Like, that's what he's looking for. He's like, come on, just put your arm just a little bit close to me so I could pull my arm up under you, and now you're stuck, and now I'm going to get to the free throw line because the ref's going to call it on you.
Okay, it's so funny. You're talking like this in such a negative vein because I think that's amazing and awesome. Like, I think if you're that good at doing what you to be able to do that, I mean, because when I watch him play, I was going to say, he's a guy that gets into you a little bit. He leans into you. He has this awkward way, and like, you can't kind of stop it. And that's what makes him amazing.
There's also diving with him a lot, like where it's just a little bit of contact. He falls to the ground like he just got shot. You're right. Like, it is smart. He's become an expert at it, and it's part of the reason why he's such a great player. That doesn't mean to me that it's aesthetically pleasing. I don't want to go watch him stand at the free throw line for 30 minutes of a game.
He's not a guy that you turn on the TV at night and say, I need to watch. Like, when Steph Curry's on, bam, I want to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Steph, it's not was like that, right?
And for different reasons. Like, yeah. As I mentioned, LeBron, you're going to tune in because he's an athletic specimen and he's flying through the air. And Steph, right? Steph is... I like that Steph got rewarded. That someone like him won the championship as many times as he did because he's so exciting to watch, where he's going to pull cross you over and pull up from three, and he's 20 feet behind the three-point line. This guy is great, but it's just, it's not, here's a comparison that I'm not sure I want to make, but I'm going to go for it. You tell me how it sounds. He's kind of he's the trap in hockey. The Devils win the cup with the trap in hockey, dude, and it's smart, and it works, but
he averaged 32 points a game.
But when
the trap is designed to lock you down.
But when 10 of his 30 are at the free throw line, or like that's on average probably. He's probably got games where he's got 20 at the free throw line. That's not fun to watch.
Harry agrees with you, by the way, in the chat. Thank you, Harry. He very much agrees with you. Hard to respect it. And
he is, I don't want to take all credit. He's a good three-point shooter. He's very good at mid-range. Like, he is a very good player. He's a great player. But what makes him the MVP, in my opinion, and what makes him their best player is if that dude wants to get to the free throw line because his team has gone cold from shooting, he's going to get to the free throw line.
You won't root for them no matter who they play?
No. Like, there would be other teams. I don't hate the Thunder. I would root for them in certain circumstances.
I mean Indiana or New York is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
In the finals.
Yeah. Indiana is my number one because that's a fan base I can get behind.
Do you like watching Tyrese play?
I like Tyrese. Yeah. Halliburton is very
fun to
watch.
But he's so, like, kind of just smooth. He's just smooth.
He's a killer.
Yeah,
He's
not flashy.
You want a crazy stat on him? I believe it's within, what's the time frame? I think it's in the last 10 seconds of games. A shot to either tie or win the game. He is 12 of 14.
That's amazing.
The dude is clutch to his bones. Indiana loves basketball. They have been good for 30 years, and they have never won the title. I can root for that. I can root for those fans. They deserve it. And the Knicks, I'm surprised by this because I've never been a Knicks fan. They've been kind of likable.
Yep, I agree.
Brunson and whatnot, but they're not going to win it anyway. So I think I'll be rooting for the Pacers. 803-0550 is the phone number. Joe Marino's coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll get some Bills and his recent episode about breaking down what the target shares will look like, how this split will look in the Bills offense this year. So a lot to get to. Stay tuned. Joe DiBiase, Sal Capaccio here on WGR.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.